I suppose you're sitting there waiting for me to start telling you to relax. That's what you've come to expect of a hypnotist, isn't it? You lay back and I start to tell you that your feet and ankles are becoming heavy and relaxed, then start slowly working up the rest of your body, drawing you down until you are comatose and unable to move. I don't even have to hypnotize you. I know that you are already obsessed with me. And let's face it, you're a guy and I'm a hot, sexy, dominating woman. So we already know that I am more intelligent than you are. I can think faster than you can, and you are just at a severe disadvantage, sweetheart. You may not even be smart enough for me to hypnotize. You probably have the attention span of a 3-year-old anyway. That inferior little mind of yours just wandering off in all types of different directions, instead of completely centered right here on my voice. But I don't think that's true. In fact, you are finding it difficult to even think about something else. Try as hard as you can, and you keep getting drawn back here to me. Let's face it, I've got your number. You're already obsessed with me. You've already been drawn to me. You made that decision the moment you decided to buy this recording. Whether I decide to hypnotize you or not, you're already being wrapped around my little finger. Your mind is racing, just trying to keep up. Just trying to digest the last thing I said 2 minutes ago. Your simple male mind is positively no match for my dominant feminine power. You just think that you're in control. Who do you think you're trying to fool? You're not in control, and you have no hope. You can only listen and try to follow along. Already your heart is racing. You're on the edge of your seat. It's all a wild rush, and it's already wearing you down, wiping away your feeble resistance the harder you even try to resist. The more you're drawn back deeper to me. Might as well make it easier on yourself and just go ahead and surrender now. You are no match for me, baby. I've got exactly what you want. Electrical impulses flashing in your brain, sucking up all of your reserves, draining your will to resist. You feel it like a dull hum in your ears as it sucked away, sucked away, sucked away, sucked away, leaving you dangling precariously on the edge, no longer able to hold on. You drop all the way, free fall, splash down all the way. Well, now you find yourself in a compromised position, don't you? Deeply hypnotized and completely under my control. Completely under the control of Miss Drew. And you might wonder just what it is that I'm going to do with you. What types of things I might have in store for you. Now that I have you in such compromised position. The fact is that I can do anything that I want. Miss Drew has invaded your mind, and now I am free to take over. I've got you boxed in with nowhere to turn. Weak, helpless man. It's actually what you need, isn't it? A strong, dominant woman to guide you. A strong, dominant woman to control you. The ring is already attached to your nose, and all I have to do is give it a little tug. Tug it, you weak boy. You have no choice but to follow. Follow. I think I might just have some fun with you. Play with that blank little mind of yours. Let's see what kind of concoction I can come up with. Listen to your breathing. It's already started to slow, hasn't it? Your heart rate begins to slow now. And you feel a calm little buzz sliding over your body. That's the feeling of surrender. As you've surrendered to my words, surrendered to my voice, surrendered to me, you find yourself falling into my deep brown eyes. Fall into my eyes. Fall deeper and deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper and deeper. You see my image in your mind. You've gazed upon my image many times. It's what's lured you to me. You saw something when you saw my image, something unique and different. And you simply had to find out more. Find out for yourself just what kind of power lies behind my deep, beautiful, brown eyes. You see my image in your mind, the image of Miss Drew in your mind. See the edges of the image start to glow a hot red, glowing like a hot molten metal rod. Glowing brightly in your mind. Feel it as I press my image into your mind, yes. Fixed in your mind, always to remain in your mind, always in your mind. Always in your mind. My image is always in your mind. Feel it as I press my image into your mind. My image now embossed in your mind. My image now impressed permanently in your mind. The image of Miss Drew always in your mind. My image is always with you now, permanently embossed in your mind, permanently impressed in your mind, permanently in your mind, the image in your mind, permanently. Clear as a bell in your mind, constantly. The last image you see when you go to sleep at night. Miss Drew, stars in all your dreams. I am in all your dreams, constantly dreaming about Miss Drew, aren't you? I'm there in all your dreams. The star of your dreams. The star of your dreams. I have planted myself into your dreams, always there. You cannot escape my influence. You don't want to escape my influence. I am always there. Always there. Permanently in your mind. Permanently embossed in your mind. In your mind, permanently impressed on your mind. I am the first image you see when you wake up in the morning, and the very first image you see every day. Each and every day, the first image you see is mine. The first image each and every day. The image of Miss Drew always with you, embossed in your mind. I am always with you. And you know that I am always watching. Miss Drew is always watching you. I am always with you, and I'm always watching. Watching you always watching you. Each and every move you make, I am watching. I watch each and every move you make. Miss Drew is always with you, watching. It's what you need, isn't it? You require a strong, powerful woman to look over you. A strong, powerful woman to watch over you, to help you make decisions. Because it's quite obvious that left to your own devices, you are simply a helpless little boy. Just a helpless little boy. It's so difficult to make your own decisions. It gets so confusing to make those decisions. It's so confusing, and you always seem to make the wrong decisions. You are always making the wrong decisions. When you try to do it yourself, you always make the wrong decisions. You are just so helpless. You need Miss Drew to make decisions for you. You always need Miss Drew to make your decisions for you, don't you? You always seem to make bad decisions when you try to do it yourself. You need me to make all of your decisions for you. You simply can't make any important decision on your own. Miss Drew is always in your mind, helping you to make the right decisions. Always there to help you make the right decisions. You simply can't make good decisions on your own. You are just a foolish little boy who can't make decisions on your own. You know that you always have to ask Miss Drew. Ask Miss Drew anytime you have an important decision. You always ask Miss Drew. But you have to be worthy to get the correct answers. You have to prove your worth to me. Have to prove yourself to Miss Drew to get the correct answers. You need to please Miss Drew for the correct answers to help you make decisions. You always must please Miss Drew. You must always keep me happy. You are always thinking of ways that you can keep Miss Drew happy. As I am always in your mind, you are always trying to keep me happy. You need to always keep me happy. Always keep Miss Drew happy. Keep Miss Drew happy. Serve Miss Drew. Obey Miss Drew. Always serve, always please, always serve Miss Drew. Always please Miss Drew. And make sure that my needs are always taken care of. It makes you feel so good to please Mistress Drew, doesn't it? So much pleasure when you obey Miss Drew. It makes you feel so good to let Miss Drew make all your important decisions. It's so hard for you to make your own decisions. You need me to make all the important decisions. You just can't do it on your own. And you know that you need to please Miss Drew, need to please me, need to keep me happy, need to serve Miss Drew, need to obey Miss Drew, need to always obey Miss Drew, always obey Miss Drew, always obey Miss Drew. Say it, always obey Miss Drew. I am always with you, always watching, and so you need to please me, don't you? Always need to obey Miss Drew. I will always know when you have disobeyed. You must always obey, Miss Drew. Always obey. Always obey, Miss Drew. Because I will always know when you have disobeyed. I will always know when you have disobeyed. You must always obey, Miss Drew. And when you disobey, whenever you disobey, you must be punished. You will always be punished any time you disobey Miss Drew. And punishment, yes, punishment can be so very lonely. Punishment can be so very lonely. And you don't want that, do you? No. You do not want to be punished by Miss Drew, do you? Lonely. That would not be good, would it? Lonely. Even your simple little mind can figure that out. Lonely. It's just not a good idea to disobey. Lonely. Not a good thing to disobey Miss Drew. Lonely. You don't want to disobey Miss Drew, do you? Lonely. You don't want me to have to punish you now, do you? Lonely. No, I didn't think so. Good boy. More and more. More and more each and every day I control you more and more. Each and every day you submit to me more and more. Submit more each day to Miss Drew. Each and every day you are trained to become more and more submissive to me. More and more each day you become more submissive to Miss Drew. I control you more each day. Control everything about you. Your thoughts, your dreams, your desires. Miss Drew controls them all. And you must please Miss Drew, because I control everything. And I also control you sexually the most, yes. I control you sexually completely. I control your ability to have an orgasm. Miss Drew controls your ability to come. I say when and how you may come always. I completely control your ability to come. Miss Drew controls your ability to have an orgasm. If I decide you can't come, you can't. If I say that you can come and change my mind at the last minute, you can't come. Your ability to have an orgasm, your ability to come is totally and completely at my whims. Totally and completely at my desires. If I decide you can't come, well then, you can't come. I control you completely, everything about you. Your thoughts, your dreams, your desires. And most of all, I control you sexually. And you know, you always know, that the only way that I will ever allow you to come is if you have pleased me. When you have done something to impress me. When you have done something to impress Miss Drew, then and only then might I decide to allow you to come. Only when you have served me. Only when you have pleased me. Only when you have obeyed Miss Drew. Then and only then might I decide to allow you to come. Then and only then might I decide to allow you to come. You see, I've got you, haven't I? Yes, baby. I've got you exactly where I want you. Right under my thumb. Wrapped around my little finger. Just drift for me for a minute. Just drift in the waves of my control. My control over you. Drift in the waves. Just drift calmly up and down. Up and down. As my waves wash over you. Controlling waves wash over you. Controlling waves washing over you. Just drift. Just drift, just drift, drift in the waves, up and down, up and down, up and down, yes, drift. I want you to picture yourself for a moment, standing in the kitchen. I want you to picture yourself in the kitchen, standing in front of the refrigerator. Standing in front of the refrigerator, as you stand there, you open the door, open the door of the refrigerator. All of the shelves are completely empty. All of the shelves are completely empty inside the refrigerator. Except on one of the shelves is a single stick of butter. Just a single stick of butter. And you pick it up. Pick up the stick of butter. Pick up the stick of butter and feel it in your hands. Feel how hard it is. How stiff and hard. So completely stiff and hard. So hard is the stick of butter that you can't even cut it with a knife. And so you start to stroke the butter, yes, stroking it back and forth. Stroke it back and forth, stroking the hard, stiff butter, stroking it back and forth. It's so hard, so stiff, stroking it with your fingers, stroking the stick of butter back and forth. You like that, stroking the butter back and forth. You like that, don't you? And the more you stroke, yes, the more you stroke, the faster you stroke. Faster and harder. Harder and faster. Back and forth. Stroke it. Stroke it harder. Stroke it faster. Oh, yes, faster. Faster. Do it harder. Do it harder. Yes, faster. Faster. You like that, don't you? Like that butter in your hand, don't you? So hard. As you stroke that butter faster and faster, you're noticing the butter starting to get warm, isn't it? The butter starting to get warm, and the more you stroke, the more the butter begins to warm. It gets warmer and warmer. Warmer and warmer the faster you stroke. The harder you stroke, the warmer it gets. The stick gets warmer and harder. Harder and warmer. And as the stick gets warmer, it begins to get soft. The butter begins to get soft. Softer and softer the more you stroke. Stroke it faster. Stroke it harder. It's getting softer and softer. The warmer the stick gets, the softer the stick gets. But you have to stroke it. Obey, Miss Drew. Stroke it harder. The harder you stroke it, the faster you stroke it, the softer the butter gets. Oh, softer and softer. Until the stick just becomes so soft. So very soft now. Just laying there. It's no longer hard. No longer stiff. No longer stiff or hard. It's become completely soft. So very soft that you just can't stroke it anymore. Too soft to stroke and you simply have to give up. It's completely soft now, isn't it, little boy? You stroked and stroked, but all you were able to do is make it soft. The faster you stroked, the harder you stroked, the softer the stick got. Softer it got until stroking just didn't work anymore. It just didn't work anymore. Anytime you try to come without permission, anytime that you have not served Miss Drew, anytime you have not obeyed Miss Drew, anytime you try to come without my permission, your cock will be that stick of butter. That stick of butter, so hard and stiff. But the more you stroke, the harder you stroke, the faster you stroke, it just gets soft. Just gets soft. The harder you stroke, the faster you stroke. Without permission, it just gets soft. Do you understand me? Do you understand, Miss Drew? Yes, I think you do. You're beginning to understand, Miss Drew. You must always have Miss Drew's permission to come. Always have Miss Drew's permission to come. Wide awake.